96.1 MyFM presents Hooray for Coaches, highlighting people who make a difference for young athletes in our community. Today we're talking with Marek Kopiowski, founder and director of basketball operations with Renfrew Prep Basketball. Thanks for dropping in today, Marek, and I know that your coaching experience has taken you all over the world. I'm curious how you got your start here in Renfrew, though.
It is a long story. So my wife, she's originally from Renfrew, and I met Adam Nowak at the birthday party one day. And that was the year when I was coaching a prep team in Saskatoon. And we started talking basketball because he loves basketball. And he's like, well, it'd be great to have something bigger in Renfrew. We don't even have a club in town. So I'm like, well, yeah, maybe in the future we'll see. So yeah, fast forward a few years later, and I moved to Renfrew last year in 2022. And yeah, there was no club around. I spoke with some parents, and some parents had to drive to either Armpry or Pembroke or Ottawa to get any like basketball practice. So that's where the whole idea came up.
And even before coaching in Saskatoon, you have international experience as well. Tell us a bit more about that.
Yeah, so originally I'm from Poland, and I played in Poland for, I would say, like 7-8 years, where I went through all the youth ages, ended up playing pro for like second league in Poland. And then I was always into coaching. I was playing point guard, and I was always the like right hand of my head coach. So I'm like, I just love coaching. And I started looking into it a little bit more, and I was helping my head coach back then with even the younger groups. In 2013, I came to Canada to study. And again, I met my current wife, and here we are. I couldn't play no more. I had too many injuries, too many charging fouls. Again, I knew I'm not gonna be playing in NBA, even though I always wanted to. And I thought, you know, I would love to pass my knowledge onto someone, onto the kids. And especially in a community like here, there's not much basketball going on, but based on what I saw around, I've seen kids hooping outside of RCI, St. Joe's. So I know kids want to play, right?
So what's the difference between a prep program and a school program?
So how it works, if you go to high school, many high schools, they do have 2 to 3 practices a week. And again, you sometimes have volleyball players playing for a team because they're athletic. You know, you have some hockey guys, they'll play just because, you know, they're fast or strong, right? Our structure is a little bit different. So we do have 5 practices a week after school for an hour and a half. Also, we do have 2 to 3 strength and conditioning sessions in the morning before school. So the schedule is really packed. And then again, we do have sessions where we meet with the players. We have, I would say, educational advisors where they help them upgrade their grades. And the idea is to prepare them for the workload of college or university. It is a big jump if you just play high school and go to university. You know, after playing prep, like the coaches from university, they know like, well, this guy can, you know, handle the workload. He can do the workout in the morning. He can go to school. His grades are good, and he can practice at the same time. So that's what college coaches are looking for, and that's what you want to help the kids with.
Is getting players used to that schedule a challenge?
Well, it is for sure at the beginning, especially, right? If you just started right away, I've been in the same position, and it was really hard for me to, especially to get my grades in order, because all I wanted to do at this age, at age of 17, 18, I just wanted to play, right? But many students, they forget that, you know, you can score 50 points a game, but at the end of the day, if the college coaches are looking at you, they want to make sure that your grades are in order, right? So it's our job, like between me, our new head coach Tanner Kozin as well, and Adam Nowak, who's our educational advisor. It's our job to make sure we create an environment for the kids. When they come here, they have everything set up for success, right? And if they struggle, what we ask them to is to be transparent with us. If we don't know you're going through some issue or you're not happy about something, we have to know, right? Because we're your first point of contact over here. We want to help you with that. So it is a longer process, but we are lucky that our league starts in October. So we have the September, you know, to show the guys like what's going to happen over here. And we'll make probably some adjustments throughout the season. But again, everybody knows what they're getting into. These guys are coming from all over Canada. We have like 3 guys from Calgary. We have kids from Saskatoon, Regina, Ottawa. Like we have kids from all over. They're coming here to Renfrew to play basketball. So they know what they're getting into. We all had interviews with them. We had conversations just like what our expectations are. And yeah, we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
Is there any advice you'd have for people who are interested in getting started with coaching?
I would say spend a lot of time just working on yourself and understanding people. What I mean by that, I think the biggest challenge for me as a coach was I come from Poland, right? And for me to come here, it's a little bit different culture. There was a completely different culture in coaching, and it took me a while to understand the culture where I'm coaching here, right? In Poland, it was a little different. Like I would say everybody was like really aggressive when it comes to, you know, like sending a message to the players, right? Again, there are different coaches, but it was more like straightforward. Canada's a little different. So I think as a coach, you always have to learn, and there's no time where you say, okay, I got it now. You know, I know everything, and you're done, right? You have to be willing to learn about people, to learn about different cultures, because you have players from different areas, right? With different backgrounds. So I would say that, and always connect with other coaches that already have experience. Like me, myself, I would like to say thank you to coaches, from one from Saskatoon, Sean Tyson, who was a huge mentor for me when I was coaching in prep in Saskatoon, and nothing but the best. So thank you, Sean, and I want to say thank you as well to Coach Angela Provenzano from London. So these are the two guys that, you know, I always reach out to, because I'm still learning as well. And yeah, just be willing to learn, I'm gonna say, you know, if you're starting as a coach. And don't be afraid to make mistakes. It's gonna happen.
Just one more question before I let you go, Merrick. Personally, I grew up in Almont for a number of years. As you may know, the birthplace of Dr. James Masemuth, who would go on to invent the sport of basketball. Coming into the Renfrew area, was it maybe shocking to see a lack of influence of the sport, you know, about an hour away from where the whole thing got started?
Yeah, I would say it is interesting. I knew about James Naismith when I was in Poland. Then I came here and someone told me, he's like, oh, you know, like the birthplace is like right here in Almond. And I'm like, oh wow, that's so interesting. So right now we're growing something new. That's a new birthplace of, like, I would say a prep program. And I know there are other clubs which I think is amazing. Like you have River Dogs, you have the Valley Pride and Arm Prior. So there are other clubs as well, right? And like what we want to do is we want to kind of like create a space where all of us work together. So let's say you have a 15-year-old kid, let's say from Arm Prior, you know, and they don't have a prep team. After they turn 17, 18, they go to grade 12 or postgrad, you know, they have this option to be a local kid and come here, play in Renfrew, right? We're trying to work with everyone. We're not trying to, you know, just start our program and be like, okay, that's what's happening. You know, we're going to rule it right now. We want to work with everyone.
We'll end off with a toast to new beginnings then for Renfrew Prep Basketball. I've been speaking with Merrick Kopiowski, their founder and director of basketball operations. Merrick, thank you for taking the time out to talk to us. You've been listening to 96.1 MyFM's Hooray for Coaches. Remember, you can hear all of our coaches online at renfrewtoday.ca. I'm Casey Egan. Thanks for listening.